ass kicking. And offensively, this is just bad. You can't beat man coverage. You don't have any explosives. The play calling was stale. The quarterback was worse. Just a disaster at Levi Stadium. It's not the fact that you lost. It's how you lost. And we're going to get into it today. 888-957-9570. I don't even know where to start, Spadoni. 888-957-9570. Spadoni in for Shasky. Shasky feeling under the weather. We got Carter on the board here. Niners lose yesterday, 28-18. Not that defensively they played well, but boy, we're going to have to talk about it. I know the Warriors are coming up on Wednesday. We'll be ready for basketball. We may have to be ready for basketball a lot sooner because this football team now is 3-4, knocked out of first place in NFC West, Spadoni, and Mahomes didn't even play his A game.
No, he didn't, and he hasn't played his A game all season long, Bonte. That's what's so frustrating because we've seen the height of heights with Patrick Mahomes, with Andy Reid, with Travis Kelce. But when push came to shove, he made the plays that needed to be made. He had that 33-yard scramble. He had that little Brett Favre flick pass to Travis Kelce, to Noah Gray, to whoever he wanted. It just seemed like when plays needed to be made yesterday, Patrick Mahomes was making them and Brock Purdy was not. And no, that was the difference in the game. And it's just brutal. And we're waiting news on Brandon Ayuk. The fear is a torn ACL, probably going to be out for the year. That's just brutal. Yeah, we saw Ricky Pearsall get the standing ovation yesterday. He made his NFL debut. But it's just not enough right now. Deebo Samuel's out. When I was just watching the game yesterday, it just seemed like that was a team in Kansas City that was fresh, coming off a bye, and the 49ers looked like they needed a bye in the worst way possible.
Well, they won't get that bye.
They're not going to get it, and for one more game. And you best not lose to the Dallas Cowboys, I'll tell you that. Another team coming off a bye, Bonte Hill, next week. We'll have all week to preview that game. But right now, it's just the focus on the team you can't beat. And no one can beat Kansas City right now. So that's it takes some solace in that, but it's not really going to be much.
No.
Because this is a team that's prevented you from winning two Lombardi trophies, and you played them so much better than you played them yesterday. That was their worst performance, I think, against the Chiefs, all things considered, in the Kyle Shanahan era. I know a couple years ago he got blown out at home. That one was ugly, too. But I don't think I've ever seen Brock Purdy look as bad as he did yesterday, Bonte. That was what was frustrating.
Oh, that was his worst game as a pro. There's no sugarcoating it. We can do a sugarcoat job. We're not going to sugarcoat it.
Thanks, Joe.
And I ran into Joey Lightyears yesterday.
Oh,
Joe and Kirk. Yeah. Joey Lacob had a beer going on, man. I was like, man, what's going on here?
You had a beer?
Little goatee coming in, but, you know, a little beer coming in. But Joe Lacob, they're feeling good about basketball season. I ran into him about 30 minutes before kickoff.
Shout out Moses Moody.
Moody, 3-year, $39 million. A very team-friendly deal. And I think Moses Moody is a hell of a deal. Keep a young man like that here on and off the court. The guy's a pro. Now, Brock Purdy and the 49ers. It's the same old thing we've talked about through the first 7 weeks of the season. Third down efficiency, you're 2 of 11. Red zone efficiency, you're 2-4. Special teams, not being special. You missed an extra point. You allow a long punt return. That gave Mahomes great field position. You're turning the ball over left and right. Your run game went nowhere yesterday against a Kansas City team that shuts down the run. Look at this. Kansas City ran for 184 yards to the Niners 101. I mean, they ran the ball down and they played power football. Kareem Hunt, 22 carries, 78 yards.
Off the street, Kareem Hunt. That guy was just not even in the NFL.
Well, he looks like he's getting in shape. Looks like they lose Juju Smith-Schuster. They control the clock. They have 35 minutes of time of possession. 888-957-9570. It's one of those losses, Spadoni, where it makes you think as a 49er fan, is that it? Is this where we're at in 2024? Is this just what the season's going to be? One guy comes up, one guy goes down. IU goes down. Pearsall comes up. Deebo comes up with an illness. There's no Juwan Jennings. Jordan Mason's playing with a separated shoulder. Defensively, you got D winners out there, but he missed a couple tackles. Devondre Campbell is getting picked on.
Malik Mustafa getting just bodied against Patrick Mahomes in the end zone. He made some plays yesterday,
but Tig Brown getting picked on.
Yeah.
Is this the way the season is going to play out? It's tough for me not to drive home away from Levi Stadium yesterday, Spadoni, thinking maybe it's just one of those years.
Maybe, but the Chiefs do this to a lot of teams, right? Like, so that, like, I understand they've done it to you more often than not, and it's frustrating and it's demoralizing and it sucks. But I'll say this again. Next week is next week. You win next week. You're 500 heading into the bye. You don't feel as bad. But right now it feels like the sky is falling.
No, you know what? And I don't even care. It's not to cut you off, Spadoni. I don't care about next week today.
Okay.
Today I want to assess what happened yesterday. And what happened yesterday?
You got your ass kicked.
You got your ass kicked. But not only that, the same things persist. And I ran into Baldy's booth yesterday after the game. And I think it kind of proved what I saw, what every 49er fan saw yesterday. They cannot beat man coverage. They go against man coverage and press man. They cannot beat man coverage.
Spadoni, man coverage, yeah.
It was alarming how many wide receivers, when Debo was in, they cannot uncover against man coverage. They got no man beaters.
Well, and when
so they're not getting separation.
And when they did, Brandon Ayuk dropped the pass. Like, well, that's the frustrating part. And then the Boobirds came out on him, and then it's unfortunate. So when you did make, like, some separation, even Ronnie Bell, where he did create separation, but Brock threw it just 5 yards past him, and it was picked off.
It was a bad throw.
It was a bad throw, and that bad was throw. On Kyle. That was Kyle Shanahan said after the game. That was on Brock. That was just a mistimed, miss whatever it is throw, and it was just an unfortunate set of circumstances yesterday because all week long, hell, our roasters, people were calling in, was this the biggest regular season game of Kyle Shanahan's career up to this point? Yeah, you can go to the Seattle game up in Seattle a couple years ago where Jimmy Garoppolo had one of his greatest performances. They ended up winning division on the last game of the year. Sure, that one. But besides that, given what you have gone up against with this team, when it's Super Bowls, whether it's in the regular season, you want to measure yourself up against the best. The only undefeated team heading into that game, Bonte, because heading into that game, the Vikings had already lost. Detroit beat them. That was the last... And it is the last unbeaten team in the NFL right now. You want to measure yourself up against the best when you still got Brock Purdy, you still got George Kittle, one of the best tight ends, you still got Brandon Ayuk, say what you will, second team all pro last year. The Debo Samuel thing, I don't know what was going
on.
An illness. He just was sick. I don't know. He was suited up. Just couldn't play, I guess. That was frustrating. You got Jordan Mason there, a separated shoulder. I thought it was just an AC joint
sprain.
I don't know.
Let's be real, Spadoni. Let's be real. We saw a quarterback yesterday that did not look like he was a $60 million a year quarterback. Let's just put it out there. Let's just put it out there. And there's not just me thinking that. There's a lot of people I ran into yesterday. I'm not even trying to flex here this morning. Are we sure, Purdy, when it comes time to measure yourself against the big boys, the first three plays to be set the tone of the entire football game, the Niners received the opening kickoff. Look at what that drive persisted. Now you hold down Kansas City. You shut them down on a fake punt, right? You keep your starting defense out there. You run the punt safe. You shut them down. You get the ball first and 10 at the Kansas City 45-yard line. And what do you do? You throw an interception into double coverage, and it wasn't even close.
That was a bad pick.
It wasn't even close, Spadoni.
He had a defender in his face, too. It looked like he was rushing it. He set his feet. It was bad.
Throw it away.
Yeah.
Throw it away. But he doesn't do that. And you waste field position, and you throw an interception, an egregious interception. And so, you know, when I see the quarterback set a tone like that, Brock was off. He was off. It's by far his worst game as a professional. But when you think about the big boys and you think about the teams that you're going to have to see in January, the Green Bay Packers. Very good man coverage team. Very good defensively. Saw what they did to C.J. Stroud yesterday. Detroit, Minnesota going back and forth yesterday. Back and forth. Both teams playing really good man defense, right? The New York Giants, their defense, they got a defensive line against that their quarterback. They can't score a lick, so you'll be good there. But Kansas City, Baltimore, all these teams play man coverage. Sticky man, press man, and they blitz your ass. And the Niners... They don't have an answer for the blitz. They don't have an answer for Steve Spagnuolo. They don't have an answer for the Kansas City Chiefs. And they don't have an answer for man coverage. That's sad. And the lack of explosion offense. Spadoni, they look slow.
They did.
No athleticism. Slow.
But Bonte, that's the best defense in the league. I get it. You're not going to face them again. They're in the AFC. It's one game. I get it. It's a massive game, and we gassed it up all week. I just go back to it at the end of the day and say, you know what? That's the best team in the league, and right now the 49ers are reeling. It's not good. I'm not going to sugarcoat it here. It's a bad loss. I'm just saying, they did that to the Ravens. They did that to the Bengals. They done that to the Chargers. They did that to the Saints. Those are pretty good quarterbacks in that group. Those are some pretty good quarterbacks in that group. I'm just saying, Lamar, Joe Burrow, Kirk has been playing well this year.
Lamar was cooking against Kansas City week one. They came within the toe. They came within the toe of winning that.
He struggled at times, but the Saints too.
The Saints stink. The Chargers got nobody to throw to. Herbert's been meh. All right, Burrow, he's been meh.
They played Burrow.
Burrow's fine, and Burrow did his thing. Purdy yesterday got undressed. The Niners offense got undressed. Offensively, they could get no push off the line of scrimmage. They could not. They just couldn't. Second and one, third and one inside the red zone. You get stuffed. You got to settle for a field goal. You got no push up front. No push whatsoever. You score a touchdown. You decide not to go for two. Then you miss a damn extra point anyway. I mean, this team got undressed. Spadoni, let's be real. Yesterday, I know it's just one game, and the season's not over.
I feel like a lot of Niners fans feel like the season's over after that loss, though. That's what I'm getting at. When I talk to my friends that are Niners fans, they honestly feel like this team's cooked. After one game?
It was 14-3, and it felt like it should have been 28-3. I mean, thank God Mahomes was mortal yesterday. Thank God Mahomes is human yesterday, and he's been human for most of the season.
And he still made some superhuman throws yesterday when he was just getting sacked, throwing it to Noah Gray. He's unbelievable. He really is.
The difference between Mahomes and Purdy. Forget the stats, because I know I brought up the stats last week, and the stats favor Purdy. But just look at the quarterbacks. Look at a play. Who's in more control? Who's calm? And that's the thing. The Chiefs, they got this Warriors, like, when the Warriors are winning their championships, they're in the locker room. They're just keeping it. They're staying within the moment, staying within the moment, staying within the moment. That's the Kansas City Chiefs right now. They're not thinking about three-peats. All they're thinking about is winning the AFC West first.
When I was watching the game yesterday, and it may have been apropos that, you know, Tom Brady was on the call for Fox Sports alongside Kevin Burkhardt. I think Tom's getting better and better each week, but he's the perfect guy to call a game like this, and this is why you want Tom Brady in the booth to be talking about Patrick Mahomes and talking about quarterbacks like Brock Purdy, because they have a Patriots-like feel to them right now, the Kansas City Chiefs. Mm-hmm. And the Patriots of, let's say, 2012, 13, 14, 15, 16, like, they have, obviously, the great tight end. You know, Gronk was there.
Yeah.
But then they have just, you know, some good receivers. Xavier Worthy's a rookie. But They have some players, but no one that you're going to write home about. You know, you think of Edelman and stuff like that, and he was pretty damn good in the playoffs, but he wasn't someone you had to, like, scheme up against. It's like, oh, we got to worry about Edelman. No. He's a slot guy. But they just have an elite defense and a guy that you know at quarterback's going to get it done at the end of the day. And that's all you really need. If you have the number one defense and you have Patrick Mahomes, I'll take my chances. And that's what they have right now. No Rashee Rice, no Hollywood Brown, no problem. And that's what's really frustrating if I'm an opposing fan going up against this team. It's like, really? Like, Travis Kelce's like an old man right now. He's a shell of himself, it looks like, this season. And still not enough. Like, we still are letting guys like Noah Gray get out and doing wiggles. Like, I haven't heard of some of these guys. Like, they were talking about Watson, whoever the was, is for the tight end. Tom's like, oh, yeah, I used to play with that guy. I was like, who? Yeah. He's throwing in nobodies. But that's just how good Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid are at scheming. And it highlights just how poor of a game plan. And maybe it's not the game plan. Maybe it's just Spags just having Shanahan's number. I don't know what it is with Kyle Shanahan and going up against some of these defensive coordinators, whether it's a Jim Schwartz, whether it's, you know, it was last year, whether it's against Brian Flores this year, like, certain coordinators just have Shanahan's number and he can't seem to shake them. No. I don't know what it is.
He can't shake Spags. He can't shake Spags. At one point, and I was just kind of tracking this as we got through the games. So it was 7-3 Chiefs. What about 11:24 left in the first half? At that point, Kansas City had 128 total yards to the Niners 28. Penalties was 4-1 San Francisco. They had been penalized four times, Kansas City once. First downs was 8-1 Kansas City, and the only first down the Niners received at that point was due to a penalty. Time of possession at that point was 12 minutes, 50 seconds for Kansas City, 5:46 for the Niners. Then you fast forward 5 minutes, and it's 14-3 Kansas City. And at that point, the total yardage was 158-36 Kansas City. First downs was 11-1, Kansas City. And again, the first down the Niners created on their own without a penalty was on the Kittle play when it was first and 20. And he caught a pass over the middle of the field for 22 yards from Brock Purdy. Nice little pass over the middle of the field. Third downs, they were 0-4 at that point. Kansas City was 4-6. They had only had the ball for 6 minutes and 26 seconds. Wait, these are the 49ers. This is a team that is used, that are accustomed to holding on to the ball and taking the air out of the football. It dominated the time of possession, Spadoni. They got dominated in every facet. I get it, Kansas City's number one defense. But how it looked in real time. Carter was at the game. We're all at the game. We see the all-22 vision. Spadoni, they could not uncover. Kansas City basically said, we're going to play man defense. We're going to blitz. We're going to do what we do. And we're going to dare you to beat it. And I don't know. I got Kyle Shanahan as the OC / head coach. We can't scheme nobody open. Brock Purdy, we can't scheme anybody. We can't make any plays. Wide receivers, we can't uncover. We can't win your one-on-one matchup.
Well, the frustrating part is, too, Bonte, like when you had those players beat, you underthrew them. Whether it was George Kittle, whether it was Jacob Cowing, those should have been touchdowns. And that's the rat on the table, right? Brought to you by ATCO. Like, you had the mismatches and you just didn't hit them. And and you were at the game, so you didn't listen. I was listening to the broadcast, and Thomas said, man.
He underthrew them.
That was an average ball by Brock. A better ball, that's a touchdown.
No, both twice. Times. Exactly.
Yeah, both times.
Brock was not good yesterday. So when the Spags is up there waxing poetic about Brock saying, I see no weaknesses, blah, 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 blah. That's all coach speak. It's coach speak. All right? Damn.
It's frustrating.
This is bad. No, it's this is, you know why it's frustrating, Spadoni? Because they came out with 10 days off. I know Kansas City had a bye week. The Niners had a mini bye.
They did.
And they come out in the game. They get the opening kickoff. And right away, you know, Jordan Mason, up, negative 1 yard, carry, boom. Now you're facing the second 11. Ah, you get a run play, you get 8 yards, boom, 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 boom. Jake Brendel, call for holding. So then you got second and 21. Purdy scrambles for 2 yards. And then on third and 19, you run a fullback draw to Kyle Juszczyk. That's how the game started. And that was a microcosm of things to come. So 888-957-9570. Roasters, we need some help today. But I need some help. We need to find solutions. What are solutions to get over a loss like that yesterday? What are the solutions to beat man coverage? What are the solutions to get a better push from your interior offensive line? What are your solutions to making some tackles? What are your solutions to some pretty predictable play calling by Kyle Shanahan? What are your solutions to the red zone woes? What are your solutions to bad quarterback play? What are your solutions to the passing game that may not have Brandon Ayuk for the rest of the season?
I was watching that game, Bonte, yesterday, and that was the first game really all season long. And I know they've had their red zone woes, and I understand they've been in some bad games against the Minnesota Vikings, but yesterday they really missed Christian McCaffrey.
Oh my gosh, that was
evident throughout the whole game. They really, really missed Christian McCaffrey. And that was what was concerning to me when I was watching that. Like, that was the first time I felt yesterday. I was like, oh, maybe this team isn't a title contender anymore. Yeah. Like, maybe this is just going to be the season. You lose Brandon Ayuk potentially with a torn ACL. That's the fear right now. We're waiting on confirmation from that this morning. When we find that news, we'll hit the breaking news sounder. Whenever Schefter, Rappaport, whoever has it, we'll break it down. But that was the game yesterday. We're just like, damn, they need CMC bad. And are they going to get him back? That's the reports. They're optimistic after the bye. We'll see. But you can't count on that. Not right now.
The word before the game about McCaffrey was they expect him a couple weeks into November. But where are you going to be at as a team?
That's
a couple weeks into November.
And are you going to be like, are you going to be playing him a lot? Are you going to be managing his touches then? Like, that's the thing. Are you going to be having training wheels on him? There's just so many question marks with this team health-wise right now that it's hard for me to even take them seriously as a legit contender at the moment.
Things can
change.
No,
at the moment. But that was a loss yesterday that you kind of have to just look in the mirror and say, who are we as a team right now?
At the moment, you're not a legit contender. You're a 3-4 football team that is desperate for a win going into the bye week. Operation 4-4 had a chance to get greedy. Well, you lose. You beat the Cowboys next week going into the bye week. Then you can try to stabilize the season.
And that's a desperate Cowboys team, too.
Yep, coming off a bye. And they're going to want to do something after getting blown out by the Lions. So we're going to talk about it. 888-957-9570. What went wrong yesterday for the 49ers? Brock Purdy, your thoughts. Kyle Shanahan, your thoughts. Boy, it is doom and gloom right now for the San Francisco 49ers, and I don't know if it's going to get better anytime soon. Shout out to our great friends at Floyd Water Plumbing and Drain. If you're going to call it to the roast, you better bring it, because if you don't, you'll be flushed. Brought to you by Floyd Water Plumbing and Drain. Look, our guest line today is simple. It's you, the caller. It's you, the texter. Comcast Business Text Line. Niner fans, 888-957-9570. As you sat in that sun yesterday, and you were fired up for the Kansas City Chiefs, how you feeling this morning? How you feeling how were you feeling at halftime? How are you feeling at the end of the third quarter? And how you feeling right now knowing what's happened with this receiving core? What's happening with this quarterback? What's happening with this football team? That's all coming up. Brought to you by Valvoline Instant Oil Change for your 15-minute drive-through oil change. Visit the friendly expert technicians at your local Valvoline Instant Oil Change to check fluids, tire pressure, windshield wipers, batteries, and much, much more. Locations and coupons at BayAreaOilChange.com.
Game with me and Dad?
Mommy's not feeling good.
You need to vaporize that cold.
Vaporize?
Yeah, with